Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Cruise Control with your hosts Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey people, what's good? How are you guys doing today? We're excited.
Aren't we, Jay? Because this is going to be another great show. Well, we hope so. Anyway, we hope you like it because we enjoy doing this. So let's get to it, guys. That's right. So the topic, guys, we have for tonight, we're going to be talking about Facebook is working on a dislike button. So I know people are going to go crazy for that. We're going to be talking about how to pass history class with Assassin's Creed. And we're also going to be talking about a Muslim kid who got arrested for making a clock. So we're going to talk about these awesome topics. So, Chris, I'll let you pick. Russian roulette, pick whichever one you like.
Okay, I just want to start with Facebook because I got to just talk about this, get it off my chest. So, guys, guess what? Facebook is adding a dislike button. I'm sure some of you have heard about it, and those of you who haven't, this is crazy. Just think about it. It's a dislike button. You know how much drama that is going to cause now? I mean, you thought Facebook was bad before? Just imagine when people can dislike anything that you put on there. Like, yeah, I went to visit my grandmother today. Dislike. Well, like, what? You don't like mom? Like grandma? Damn, right?
What do you think about that? Exactly. I agree. I mean, you know, people take Facebook to heart for some reason. They take it very seriously. Now there's a way you can tell people that you dislike what they just put. And, you know, usually people make comments about, oh, why you put in that or whatnot. Now they can just hit dislike. And then people are like, oh, why are you just blocking my stuff? I'm just going to block you. I mean, I don't get it. But it is what it is. And Facebook, you know, people take it very seriously. It's like a way of life, you know?
So do you think this is a good idea that they're adding it? Or do you think it's a very, 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 very bad idea?
Well, I think it's a good idea because it's going to bring more, you know, more likes to Facebook. You know what I'm saying? But let's give a little background to how this came about. In a live stream town hall Q&A on Tuesday, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg announced the company is working on a range of options to let people reply to posts in various ways, beyond merely just liking them. You know, since the like button debuted in 2009, people have been, you know, always liking or loving the fact that they can like something. Because, you know, Facebook has grown from when it first started. So being able to like something makes things quick and easy without you having to just comment, you know, because sometimes you don't want to make a comment and talk to somebody, so you just like it, showing that you appreciated what they said, but you don't really want to have a conversation. Now, it's pretty much the same thing with the dislike button. And he says, people have asked about the dislike button for many years, and probably hundreds of people have asked about this, and today is a special day because today is the day that they actually get to say we are working on it and are very close to shipping a test of it, he said. Not every moment is a good moment. If you share something that's sad, like a refugee crisis that touches you or a family member passes away, it may not be comfortable to like that post. I do think it's important to give people more options than liking it. So that's the reason, you know, he thinks about working on the dislike button, and he's excited to feature that and maybe even a couple more features. But, you know, everyone's been asking about a dislike button for years now because I remember people posting things about it for years. And now they're finally, Mark Zuckerberg is finally trying to release it anytime now.
You know, I'm one of the individuals who asked about the dislike button. Like, where is the dislike button? Like, what if we don't like a post and we want to let the person know we didn't like what they had to say or we didn't like what they wanted to show or whatever, and we disliked it? But if you think about it, I feel like it's just going to add more problems for the website and may increase, like, bullying or hurting people's self-esteem, which some people might say, like, get tougher skin then, but, I mean, come on, there are a lot of younger people on this, and if it just might, I just feel it might lead to a gateway of bullying or bad things that shouldn't happen. So I just want to be, I might be the minority here, but I'm just of the mindset that if you don't like someone or don't like something that someone said, then you just don't comment or post on it at all, and you just let it go. And if you do, you like it. I mean, that's my personal opinion, and I think that's where it should stand. It should stay. If Mark Zuckerberg wants to change something about the site to spice it up a bit, then change something else. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I mean, I completely agree with you. But it's all more than likely that along with the dislike button, it's also going to give you a range of options to choose from, probably rather than just dislike. He might add also, like, dislike, and then it might give you a couple options to choose from, you know, to say, like, what you dislike about it or how you dislike about it. I mean, because in the statement that he made, he did say that it was going to be various options. So maybe along with the dislike button, it'll be something else that accompanies it. Or something like that. So, I mean, if you think online arguments are bad now, it'll probably get worse in the near future as soon as he releases that. Because, I mean, we all have seen it. People are on Facebook arguing all the time, you know, about something ridiculous, and it just goes on and on and on. Now, with the addition of this, it's probably going to get a little bit worse. But the people that love that, they can grab their popcorn and, you know, just sit there and read the comments and eat their popcorn like it's a movie.
I guess, but my last thought on this is, do you think this will make Facebook more popular or less popular? Because that's the overall question, and that's why, really, Mark Zuckerberg, I assume, is doing this, to see whether it would make his website more popular or less popular. I'm assuming he hopes more. My personal opinion is I'm going to go with more, too.
I think it'll make it it'll have the same amount of popularity it has now. I doubt just adding a dislike button would make the website more popular. But Facebook is already a massive thing, and it's very popular. So I just see it staying with the amount of, like, people that search the site now or surf the site now. I see it either increasing very little or just staying the same in numbers. But I think that it's something to keep people interested in Facebook because, you know, our generation, especially all about electronics, has a short attention span, and he's lucky enough that Facebook has, you know, lasted this long in its popularity, because we all remember MySpace, or we don't, but MySpace was pretty much like the first of it, or which it was like it had the boom, and now pretty much almost no one talks about MySpace, you know? So Facebook, to have
lasted this long in popularity.
What's MySpace? For you guys who don't know what MySpace is, you know, it was pretty much the first Facebook, in my opinion. That's what I used to use until I got into Facebook. But MySpace was pretty cool, but look at it now. It's decreased in popularity. And, you know, I commend Facebook for being able to hold its let's say, fans in this case, hold its clientele and keep people going back to the site. And it's doing very well, and I think this is just another feature that's going to keep people interested in Facebook. Now, it's probably
I don't know about more people. I don't know about you, but I'm done with Facebook. I'm all into Tumblr now, and Tumblr and Vine. That's where it's at.
Yeah, Tumblr and Vine. But, you know, Facebook shares the Vines and Tumblrs. So, I mean, Facebook is still relevant because you can go on Facebook and see people's Vines and Tumblrs.
Like, ew.
And Facebook
is for old
Facebook,
people.
Yeah, you're right. You're one of the youngies. But no, but Facebook, you know, pretty much shares the most popular because everything that goes viral goes on Facebook. So instead of surfing through Vine, you know, looking for different videos, you can just see the most popular on Facebook, you know, because everything gets shared on Facebook. Facebook, in my opinion, is still probably the most massive and has the most people go on it.
Well, I assume, well, social media is available everywhere. I guess with the topic of Facebook, we're just going to have to go with the wait-and-see approach to this and see what happens with the dislike.
But let's move on, Jay.
I just want to talk about that statement.
How about we go with the Assassin's Creed history lesson? What's going on here? And why haven't
I heard of this? Well, it's not really an Assassin's Creed history lesson. It's more how to conquer history class using Assassin's Creed. Because if you go to high school or college, this can probably help you. whether it helps you in class or not, or just gives you fun facts to, you know, talk to your friends about, or even just learn or know, Assassin's Creed has some, if you've ever played Assassin's Creed, it does take a historical approach to it. So you can go play the game and learn some things. So it's a fun way to learn new things. So the reason I brought this up is, like, if you're like me and you really don't want to open up a textbook and, you know, learn the basic way, history can be fun when you're playing a video game. So any of the Assassin's Creed you can put in, have fun playing and learn some things about history. So, for example, Warfare on Water. The Seven-Year War took place in the mid-18th century at the height of guns, germs, and steel warfare. So during a battle at sea, soldiers would use oil to burn their enemy ships, like it's featured in Assassin's Creed Rogue. So if you ever played Assassin's Creed Rogue, you had to play a mission or missions where you're on a boat and they're using that type of warfare to fight you. And it's the same thing as it took place in the mid-18th century.
Yeah, so I think it's cool. I think it's cool that now you can learn anywhere. Some people think you might only be able to learn from a teacher sitting down in a classroom, but that's not true anymore. I mean, you can learn by playing games. They have, they have intelligence games. They have even regular video games like Assassin's Creed. You can learn history through there. I know if you guys have ever played the game, throughout the course of the game, you have a lot of, they have a historical figures and facts throughout the game. Yeah, some of them are altered and they don't exactly go down like that, but it does have a lot of history. Throughout, like, frames work throughout the course of the game. And there's just a lot of television and TV and books now that you can just read and learn. You don't have to sit in a classroom and just learn that way anyway now. And Assassin's Creed, I think, does a good job at it.
Exactly. And that was the reason I brought up this topic, or I decided to talk about it on our show, is because there are numerous ways to learn, and not just in a classroom and not just through a textbook. You can learn throughout everyday life because you can learn something every day. And I love the fact that, you know, video games use historical moments or figureheads to help you learn something even when you didn't decide to learn something. So if you put in Assassin's Creed, which is a very popular game, that's why I used it as an example, because it's a very popular game of our generation, you can still learn something even if you didn't intend to. Like, to give you another example of the game, in a history of architecture, in Brotherhood, which is one of the Assassin's Creed games, Leonardo da Vinci wants to build a single-span bridge across the Golden Horn in the early 1500s. In real life, he wanted to do that as well, and this was the longest bridge of its kind to be proposed at the time. So they did the same thing pretty much in the game as it almost happened in real life.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Steven Ur at Steven_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine, because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. We shifted to commercial break, but we just wanted to welcome you guys back to Cruise Control with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people, what's up? Now, before we left the commercial break, we discussed not only a history in video games such as Assassin's Creed, but we also discussed the dislike button. Now, before we jump into the second half of our show, I just want to say that Assassin's Creed should change their slogan. Their new slogan should be, not only can you assassinate people and save the country, but you will learn. Bam, million copies sold right now.
I dislike that. I would press the dislike button on that.
I guess we'll just have to take a poll on it and see who liked my slogan. But I just want you guys to really let it marinate, let it sit there. And the more you think about it, the more you'll like it. I assure you guys. So, guys,
Yeah. Anyway,
getting to the second half of our show. What do we got for them, Jay? Let's talk about it.
Okay, we're going to be talking about Ahmed Mohammed's story. Okay, this kid, he brought a homemade clock to school. And the reason he brought it was to impress his teacher and show her what he had done. However, the teacher, and not to mention he is Islamic, the teacher thought it was a bomb and pretty much called the cops and he was arrested. Now, there is a big upheaval about this because he is from Islam. And, you know, he's pretty much getting arrested for making a hoax bomb. But what it is why automatically assume it's a bomb because of the color of his skin is what people are in an uproar about.
Come on, Texas. Get from behind the curb. Please. Because what I personally just think, I mean, who knows? Who's to say whether that's why they called the police on him, but it had to play some type of factor. Or at least that's what the story is, like, headlining. And if that's the case, I'm really disappointed. And you have a bright young kid who's just looking to share with everyone what he did. I mean, he freaking created a clock. I wouldn't even know how to go about doing that. And he did it, and he just wanted to show everyone. And then they automatically assume that he built a bomb. I mean, it. From the story I've heard, in their defense, it did start going off. Like, it started, like, ringing or beeping or something. And that might have intimidated me as well. But he did tell them it was a clock. They should have investigated it before calling the police. I mean, yeah, I know other students use top priority, but I feel like this was handled very poorly, in my opinion.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Like, this was handled very poorly. And even if he doesn't get arrested or whatnot for whatever he did, he didn't do anything, but for them calling the cops for having a hoax bomb, per se, this does some damage. You know, in his psyche, he's going to think that, you know, people are holding him down, or, you know, that his love of science is a problem or something along those lines, or that he's going to go through life thinking that the color of his skin matters when it doesn't. It matters, you know, how he treats people or what he's interested in. You know, the love he has for science, he should, you know, keep pursuing that. But because of this incident, this might affect him for the rest of his life. Even if he doesn't think so, deep down inside, it might, you know, stay in his memory, and it might alter some of the decisions that he makes, and it might, you know, persuade him into another path instead of, you know, the love of science.
Exactly. I don't want this to deter him from what he holds dear, what he wanted to learn. Like, because he obviously loves science. He loves engineering. He loves to make things, which is cool, and I feel like more kids should want to learn about that or be interested in that. Because now he's not going to bring anything he built to school anymore. He's not going to try to improve, because the one time he does, they treat him like a terrorist. They treat him like some less than a person, which is ridiculous. And not only that, I want to say I feel like the police handled this poorly too, because they questioned him without any legal guardian of his around. And then when his father tried to get in, they told him he had to wait outside until questioning was done. What type of, legal system is this? You can't do that. What were they even thinking? And, I don't know. I feel like the whole situation was terrible. And, how are you going to, first you arrest him without any evidence that it's an actual bomb? I mean, now they're just saying they're arresting him on the basis of, a bomb hoax, which I find still ridiculous. And then they question him without a legal guardian. And then, when they do find out it's not a bomb, they don't even apologize for, the whole incident that happened. Never once have I heard that the school or anyone apologized for this, police department, anything. What I do want to praise, though, is that President Obama chimed in on this, and he actually supported the kid and stated how, how poor this was that happened, and he hopes that we should be applauding his enthusiasm for science, not deterring him to go away from it and branding him a criminal for doing something he loves and doing something that more kids should have a passion for. So I like that President Obama did that, and I hope other people see that and appreciate what he did as well.
Well, he's actually getting a big support on Twitter and Facebook and whatnot. A lot of people are chiming in and giving their two cents or their opinion on the matter, and a lot of them are in support for Ahmed. And, you know, for example, some of the tweets that I've been reading says, "This child's in handcuffs, shares my name, and looks like my science-loving son, and I'm angry. Can't stop thinking about how a young boy was excited to show his teachers his skills, and they called the cops on him. My room looked exactly like this, with soldering iron, computer circuit boards, some homemade, some cobbled together. I stand with Ahmed. The more I think about this, the anger I get. So much racism, all aimed at a kid who wanted his teachers to be proud of him." So people are in support of him, and it just goes on and on from there. There's hundreds of these, or maybe thousands or millions. I don't know. I've just read a couple of them. but a lot of them are in support with Ahmed, and a lot of them are upset at the school and the police, you know, who put a smart young man who was interested in science, you know, through this when all he wanted to do was make his teachers proud of him to show that he's interested in robotics and science. He's a young inventor, and he has a passion for robotics. So to put this kid through this, and, like, one of the pictures, I saw a picture of him, and the look on his face while he's in handcuffs just looking at the camera, he looks like he doesn't know what's going on. Like, in his mind, he must be
flabbergasted to me. He's like, what did I do wrong? That's the vibe and look I get from the picture. I've seen the picture, too, as well, Jay. And the vibe I get from it, I feel shocked to see that picture, and I feel bad for him, and I get saddened at what he had to go through, and just the fact that he had to go through that at all, I find the most depressing. But I feel like he's shocked and he's bewildered that he's like, what did I do wrong? I was just showing my teacher something that I love. So I agree with you, Jay. I feel like that was the thing that hit me the most, besides the story, was the picture. Because, you know, like they say, pictures are worth 1,000 words, and that picture says it all, says a lot.
Exactly, but he did go on and, you know, give a couple words, which I listened to. There's a video if you want to watch it. I saw it on YouTube. I mean, not YouTube, on Facebook. But he goes on to say, so I guess everyone knows that I'm the person who built a clock and got in a lot of trouble for it. I built the clock to impress my teacher, but when I showed it to her, she thought it was a threat to her. So she got scared and called the police. So it was really sad that she took a wrong impression of it. And I got arrested for it later that day. But since the charges have already been dropped, I would like to say that I really want to go to MIT and TAMS. So he's a smart kid, and I'm thinking about transferring schools from MacArthur to any different school. You see how, like, this experience just changed him. Now he doesn't even want to be at that school anymore. He wants to change from where he's currently at because this experience, I guess, you know, just... It was a horrible experience for him, and I completely understand. He said it felt really outstanding. I never thought but since I've gotten this far, I will try my best not just to help me, but to help every other kid in the entire world who has a problem like this. Don't let people change who you are, even if you get a consequence for it. I suggest you still show it to people because you need to show them your talent. And those are the statements that he went out and said after the incident. So he's already trying to think of transferring schools, but at least he's still positive about science and about his talents in science and robotics. So he's probably just going to move to a different school and continue trying to learn, which I hope he does, and I hope he stays on that path because it looks like he's a bright young man, and he'll have a bright future ahead of him if he continues on the path of science or of his passion.
Well, I hope, you know, I stand with Ahmed too. Hashtag I stand with Ahmed. And I hope everything worked out for him. Like, because
that's right. I liked the video.
I like what he said, and I'm happy his outlook hasn't changed much. I mean, you can still see that it affected him, but obviously that would happen. So I would have, if that was me personally, I would have transferred out of MacArthur too. I would not stick around when I'm like, I would have been very upset and hurt by it. So I would not try to stick around. Yeah, would it change my outlook of people? I would hope not, but probably would. But I would just transfer out and try to start fresh somewhere. Like, I guess I feel like that would appreciate me a little bit more. That's my whole outlook on the entire situation. And I'm going to say, hashtag again, I stand with the myth. So I'm on. So I'm all for it. I like what he said, and I like the appreciation shown by President Obama and the outcries and outreach he's getting from people across social media.
That's right, and I don't even need a dislike button for that because I'd be liking it. You know what I'm saying? Like, comment.
Like, exclamation point, like.
That's right. You see how I just went back to the first topic we talked about? Everything's a circle, you know, the circle of life, bro. I just brought it all back to the beginning.
It's a circle of life.
That's right. But, guys, so that's about the end of our show. We hope you enjoyed the topics that we talked about today. We hope you enjoyed our show. So, again, we stand for Ahmed. That was a sad topic or conversation that, you know, when I looked into it, I felt bad for the kid. But I hope you enjoyed our show, and we enjoyed having you listen to us. So until tomorrow, guys, see you next time.
Bye, guys. Take it easy.
Now shut up and drive.